1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hopefully you guys had a great weekend and a great start to the beginning of your work week. This past weekend was a whole lot of fun. I got to spend some time with my brother and my friends. And on top of that, we had a great time on Saturday with Stuff the Bus. Everybody who came out, thank you so much for being a part of Stuff the Bus. It was so much fun. Again, I'm constantly blown away at how full this bus can get. And again, we've got pictures on the 1077 RKR Facebook that you guys are going to want to check out, because seriously, it's absolutely baffling the amount of generosity that was shown. Once again, people were showing up with carloads of toys and stuff to donate. And I know Big Brothers, Big Sisters, always taking donations. So if you guys want to drop some stuff off to them, you could still be a part of Stuff the Bus. We, again, thanks to Blaine's Farm and Fleet for having us out there. Always a great time for Stuff the Bus. You guys got to make it again next. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. This Michigan gas station has really picked up their hot food game. A lot of gas stations out there starting to pick up their hot food game because, you know, more people are on the go, especially these places that are like right off the highway too. They know a lot of truckers are going to stop through. So they got to come up with some unique ideas. One place that is really bringing some unique ideas is Quick Trip. They've added a whole bunch of new stuff to their hot food item. I think it's called their Hot Spot. And if you open up the 1077 RKR app, you can see their newest menu item that's got people going nuts. They're stuffed nachos. These things look insanely good. Somebody was saying that they used to have jalapeno poppers and spicy mini tacos as well. Both of those sound crazy good for some reason at this point in the morning. And they also had honey battered shrimp at one point. Now, listen. You're probably asking yourself, what kind of person would try honey battered shrimp from a gas station? That sounds like a disaster waiting to happen. But apparently, these things were absolute fire. A lot of people were talking about them in the comment section. Then it's not like a seedy gas station. They're more of like a convenience store at this point. And you're seeing a lot of these pop up. So 1077 RKR app has a whole bunch of hot food items from these guys. I want to know from you guys, 978-1077, where's a good like spot like off the highway to stop and grab like a hot food item that's like low-key super good? Released on this day in 1972 is the first double live album from Deep Purple, Made in Japan. Deep Purple at this time was known for their strong stage act, and even though they had privately recorded several shows, they weren't really enthusiastic about recording a live album until their Japanese record company decided it would probably be good for publicity, and that was probably a good idea. It ended up going to 6 on the Billboard 200 in the States and is now certified platinum in the U.S. This is a great live album. You need to pick it up and put it in your collection. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RK. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. As far as like digital media is concerned, like when it comes to watching videos, TikTok really has overtaken YouTube. I still use YouTube a lot, but TikTok is where it's at, man, because you will find stuff on there that you never know that you needed, including the one West Michigan family whose video has now gone viral. They're sharing a shockingly simple way to get rid of snow. And if you open up the 1077 RKR app, we actually have the video up on this article. And I honestly, I'm blown away that I never even thought about doing this. And this guy has fashioned what looks like to be basically a customized shovel, but using very unorthodox items. And as you're watching this video, this guy is clearing snow with ease. I mean, there's no problem. And it's such a, I don't know, I think if you don't mind putting a little grunt work in, it's absolutely worth it. Obviously, if the snow is going to be super thick and heavy, it's going to cause you a little bit of trouble. But you might want to get in on it early before the snow gets too heavy. But I think this is a pretty genius idea. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Some news that dropped a couple days ago, and I had a feeling this was coming our way anyways, but minimum wage is set to increase in Michigan once again starting in 2026. The 1077 RKR app has the info on when we are expecting this to drop, but it's looking like $15 an hour is going to be the new minimum wage. That's a big jump. Michigan's minimum wage increased to $12.48 per hour on February 21st earlier this year. And that was following a previous increase to $10.56 on January 1st this year. So that's almost a $4.50 jump in only 1 year, which is wild. So the federal minimum wage is $7.25 per hour. That hasn't changed since 2009, but a lot of states and local governments are continuing to increase the minimum through legislation and scheduled increases. This is all tied to inflation, which makes sense because, man, $15 an hour, $15, that's like a bottle of ketchup out. 1077 RKR, the Rocket Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I can see how food could get recalled for, like, you know, you don't want to eat bad food and get super sick and, you know, risk that. So, you know, a lot of recalls on food all the time. But now there's a recall on Crayola products. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, they're recalling about 9,400 Crayola branded magnetic building cubes. And there's two types of products to look for up here on the 1077 RKR app. I don't know how building cubes of all things could get recalled. Like, it seems pretty basic. Like, it's plastic and magnets. But apparently some of those magnets can become loose when the seams separate. So, and these are really popular toys. I mean, my nephews have these things and we'll sit there for hours and building these things. So, I mean, I can understand why they're going to get recalled. It's just wild of all things that something as simple as like plastic and magnet could get recalled. But again, parents are busy leaving the kids alone, playing with these things. The last thing they want is a magnet to come across and you know, pop off one of these things. And then all of a sudden they're asking you how magnets work. And it's just, you just don't have time for that. Oh, and, you know, the swallowing thing, that could be bad. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by motorcarsonline.com. So over the weekend, I saw a Facebook post from the Homer Public Library, and it was very vague, but it basically gave the assumption that there was a political party that was trying to get in on the parade and the public library turned them away. Well, apparently that did not sit well with certain people. And again, this is all super vague, so I literally don't know who they're talking about, but they did say that there were some problems, and then they said that they would be reaching out to those political parties next year so that everybody is included. And that's kind of got people a little turned away because they're like, listen, like, obviously it's a holiday parade, Christmas parade. You want everybody to feel included and welcome, but is the Christmas parade really the best place for a political party to be campaigning? I mean, because that's basically what they're doing. I feel like something like that is going to cause a fight, right? Like, I don't know. Let me know. 978-1077. Let me know what you think. If you think this is just a bad idea to let politics get involved with a Christmas parade. Like, I don't know. I kind of feel like that's not really the right place for something like that. That's only going to get arguments started. That's my opinion, though. Let me know what you think. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by motorcarsonline.com. People are doing something weird on TikTok, which is not really a surprise by many, but there is something involving Christmas trees they're doing, which is really strange, and I've never heard of this before, considering my family, like, for the most part growing up, we always got a fresh Christmas tree every year. Never once saw my parents do this. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, we have videos of people spraying down their freshly chopped Christmas trees with water. And I don't know why this has happened so much over the last few years, but there's a short clip on the Rocker app that shows water gushing out of the bottom of the tree, along with a pile of dirty pine needles. And this is kind of interesting. This might be helpful for people with asthma, because the lady says, my kids used to have asthma. So for us, this has been a must. Now it's just a thing that we do constantly. Does this actually help? Like, maybe, I don't know, maybe you have asthma and you actually do this. Like, for me, I just have a fake Christmas tree. Like, that, it just makes my life a hell of a lot simpler than trying to lug an actual Christmas tree home. But there's actual people out there who are washing their Christmas trees, and it says that they help. So I don't know, 978-1077. Let me know. Is this something that you do, or is this just out of control?